to CFLC 101.9 FM.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge, post-punk and electronic, every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
FM every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m. You'll hear Finding a Voice. My name is Poetry Focus Spoken. On it, you'll hear local readings and events, occasionally telephoned interviews across Canada, and always a touch of music. Again, Finding a Voice. Here every Friday from 4 to 6. Check it out. Hope to catch you there.
It's Thursday morning, 10 a.m. here in the city of Kingston, and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM. Coming up next, we've got the freshest new music, courtesy of Earshot Daily.
Featuring the latest songs from artists in Canada and from around the world.
Hosted by DJs from coast to coast to coast.
30 minutes of Canada's newest music downloaded exclusive distribution system.
You're listening to Daily.
Welcome to this episode of Earshot Daily. I'm Ted Evans, called The Meringues, and another one called Shook Planet. Let's jump right into the music today. These are all songs I found on earshot-distro.ca. Their song, Gratitude. Here, check it out.
We haven't that much time.
what you hear? Earshot-distro.ca is the home of Earshot Daily.
Visit earshot-daily.ca today.
Hey, someone I'd be into. Hey, I'm not usually this forward, but hey, into you, I feel like you hear me so clearly.
Go to earshot-daily.ca today.
Or any other day. That's what on demand means. But you knew that.
To the show. Back to the show.
We just heard Power Lines by Dover Lynn Fox. And before that, Moira and Claire with their song I Keep Texting You. We're going to by Weary here on Earshot Daily.
The snow falls
small. You wanna be
to coast.
For a complete list of stations, hosts, and playlists, or to listen to the show on demand,
visit earshot-daily.ca.
We just heard All That I Wanted by High Kicks here on Earshot Daily. I'm Ted Evans from Kingston, Ontario. I play in a band called The Meringues and another one called Shook Planet. Today on the show, we heard from Hallmark with their song Gratitude. We heard I Keep Texting You by Moira and Claire. We heard from Weary with their song Big Love. And once again, right there, that was High Kicks. Two more songs on the show today. To close things off, we'll hear No Master by La Riviere and the Best Laid Plans with Joe today. We'll be right back.
Initiatives on Earshot's digital distribution system.
This is a journey into sound.
Hear it now on Earshot Daily.
Alpha and Omega, God, that we stay blind, hope we don't see the way. Yahweh's here to break. Something to burn this down, set fire to your flags. Racist statues hit the ground. Your Confederate states hate my melanin, dividing me and my brethren. Your racist rhetoric, trying to free the guys out the system. Thomas Emerson, they trying to dim my light, but I got that there like Edison, in tune with the feminine. Got to no massa, pelican, how I get fly. Etiquette been on Jedi, please don't get it twisted. I rock them like Led Zeppelin. On God, spare my life, now we mob. Had us out in the fields, slaves was tending them crops. Have us under the jail, little boy, don't get mobbed. They tried to block you from your greatness and you sleepy as from the hood, you from the bottom, and I know that it's tough. Down and bad on your luck, but they sinned against your kin and made you think you was thugs. Alpha and Omega in my DNA. They pray to God that we stay blind, hope we don't see the way. Yahweh's here to break the chains. No master. Alpha and Omega in my DNA. They pray to God that we stay blind, hope we don't see the way. Master. I solemnly swear to wake my people up. Queen Sheba, strength enough for any army. There's a storm coming, tornado sands out in safaris. Your vision blurry, won't turn yourself away from sin. You in foreign lands, worshiping the mighty man. Don't know your name, screaming what's at you. His birth right away in that damn wave. If you knew the king, you start moving a different way. I fasted for 20 days, just praying to see her face. Exalt me in all my ways as I rise up out of these chains. And take my rightful place in. Recline your mind, meditate, don't move with haste. You hate the truth and that's why you're mental enslaved. Unmask the demon inside you and you'll be shamed. Any day, the tribe of Judah, the lion seeking your face. Alpha and Omega in my DNA, don't see the way. Yahweh's here to break the chains. No master. Alpha and Omega in my DNA. Pray to God that we stay blind, hope we don't see the way. Yahweh's here to break the chain. No master.
You've been listening to the Earshot Daily,
heard across the national campus. And
for more information, visit earshot-distro.ca and support community radio at ncra.ca.
Until tomorrow or Monday if it's Friday.
Folk, finest in folk music, old, new, and everything in between. The wonderful, the wild, and the weird.
Walk quietly by, he won't bother you. He's a busy, he's got things to do.
It's all here Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Folk Everything with Hugh on CFRM in Kingston.
Are you tired of your boring weekly routine every Friday? Well, tune in to Circadian Rhythm on CFRC 101.9, Fridays at 2 p.m. to keep on repeat. I'm your host, Justine, and I'll be putting together a music program that's broadly indie and alternative, but also spans diverse genres, from pop to rock to folk, and fun themes up my sleeve. Once again, that's Circadian Rhythm, Fridays at 2 p.m. I hope I'll see you.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. My name is Cindy. This is Absolutely Frivolous. Welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Well, I don't even know if anybody is listening really, but CFRC, of course, has a really huge audience. And we go like 45-minute drive in any direction and you can get the station. So out of Kingston listening as well as people in our local area, which is always amazing, of course. And we're at the events, and we love when you come up and say how much you love the station, even if we're really busy. Help nod and thumbs up and yay, CFRC, anytime you are by one of our booths. I don't know, might not react because I know there's some people there like, Yeah, I guess I better talk to people while I'm at the booth. Some people are, you know, everybody's different, and but everybody here loves the station. That's why I'm really glad to be a part of this for how many years now? Like 23 years continuing, and it's under good leadership. We have a wonderful team of staff and volunteers, and our staff, frankly, works super hard, and I know I give shout-outs a lot to them, but they don't get paid as much as they should for the amount of work and effort and passion that they put into everything here. We just had the reno of one of our... can you record shows or we do interviews? Amazing. And I love the what everybody has done and contributed and the whole team. I believe, anyway, maybe not. Maybe it's just like somebody's wonderful talent for design. I don't know. But I think there's much more behind the scenes, just the technical aspects. That's for that, because I know he's on top of these things. And I appreciate whenever I have a technical question, he's there. He answers it. He's awesome. CFRC, if you ever want to volunteer here, like I do, please go to cfrc.ca. There's a volunteer page, lots of it here. You don't have to do a show. If you're a shy person, why don't you come down and just like help out in the library or do some, I don't know, people if you're a very shy person. But it'll bring you out of your shell. Like I tell this story at least three times a year. I joined because of presentations and I was moving up in my career and someone suggested doing this because no one's really watching you, which is really nice. You're in this booth by yourself and you're talking to hopefully somebody. I don't know, though. It really does help with your confidence level in public speaking, although I am still crappy at it and really do avoid it when I can. But any sort of speech or anything, this I draw on this training here, which has always been invaluable to me. So highly recommend CFRC and volunteering here. If you want to do it, our website is for that is located right there under the volunteers tab. So Absolutely Frivolous itself is I'm hosting a comedy show, but mostly I play stand-up comedy. I do play like some funny stories, some funny songs, the occasional interview, and I really do. I only have one comedian. His name is Adam Christie. He's Canadian. Very funny man. He starts out by talking about his new mustache. But there's so many other funny things that he talks about in this piece, too. I have done my very best to bleep any swear words and questionably offensive to some people. So if you are offended by anything, of course, we do follow the CRTC rules as best as we can. And we do enjoy pushing the envelope with our music, with our interviews, shows, and of course with this show, because comedy, I don't know, it's all very subjective. But I think you'll like Adam. He's funny. He's got Canadian humor, I think, anyway. So here he is on Absolutely Frivolous 101.9 FM.
Backstage time, the crowd is hot. They love you out there. You're gonna be great. It's gonna be shut the f- up. Jack is having a meltdown. We're like, it's good, it's good.
Spit out your gum.
Nice to be here. It's good to be here at the Mecca of Canadian comedy. And you can do that too if your theater is in the basement of a Shopper's Drug Mart. It's really, really good. Looks like me here, that's good. Every single man looks like I do. That's great. That's exactly what I wanted. I want every man, we look type of fucking guy. Are you tall like me? How tall are you? 6 feet? 6'5". Fuck you, dude. Alpha, beta. Let's get these up. Establish dominance early. Like prison. The mustache. That's a new mustache. This is a new part on my face. I grew this mustache so strangers would stop calling me the good dog. After that, I will say that. I will not be doing any crowd work. That I've retired from crowd work. I will not be doing any crowd work tonight. I'm not doing any of it. I'm very bad at it. I was doing it last month. There was a man in the crowd with an accent. He had a little accent, right? And you get excited when you hear it. I assumed. I go into the crowd and I go, wow, what part of Europe are you from? And the guy goes, I have a speech impediment. And I was like, okay. Swing and a miss then. Good. I thought it was like a Barcelona thing. No. No. Thudbury. He's from Thudbury. And that's my meanest joke. That's the take down the speech impediment community. Yeah. I was talking to a crowd. I was in Victoria, British Columbia, and I was talking to them, and I go, I had an off day the next day, and I go, where should I go on my off day? What should I do in Victoria, British Columbia? And the crowd went, I go, well, where should I eat? And a woman in the back went, Moxie's! And the rest of the crowd booed this woman to hell. This was Hitler to these people. And after the show, I was selling merch, and this woman came up to me, and we're talking, and she goes, by the way, I'm the Moxie's woman. And I was like, whoa, they fucking hated you. Everyone hated your guts out there. And then she goes, I own the Moxie's. I go, whoa. Whoa. That sucks. Toronto, Ontario, Canada on a Friday. I'm not usually here on a Friday, Saturday night when I'm doing stand-up. I'm usually touring a small university town in Ontario. I go to your London, Ontarios. I go to your Waterloo, Ontarios. I go to your Halifax, Nova Scotia, Ontarios. I go to all of these places, beautiful, but students ruin these places on a Friday or Saturday night. Ruin these, but turn these places upside down. Like, you go to one of these places during the week and you're like, wow, what a beautiful city. Wow, that woman is shitting at Kingston, and that's Kingston. I like going around Canada, hearing all the wonderful accents that we have. Full accent. Screen door accent is my favorite Canadian accent. Do you guys know screen door accent? Guys who talk like, you're f***ing read. That guy? That's my favorite one. I was bullied by a lot of screen door. That was my childhood, was getting bullied by screen door accents. Guys who were like, Christy, you're f***ing gee. I like that. I was touring through the United States, and I was touring, and I like the United States. I like how you can tell if you're in a red state or blue state, depending on the souvenirs at the store. And I saw a shirt with a crab, and the crab was like, it was like a text that said, I clawed my way into Maryland. And you're like, that's cute. That's really nice. And then you go to the next place, and it's a shirt that says, like, my pronouns are /truck. And you're like, oh, I'm in Georgia. I'm in Georgia. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. No one fucking cares. That's the first one to go when you're getting older, St. Patrick's Day. It's the first one. You're in your 30s and 40s and you have a friend that's like, what are we fucking doing on St. Patrick's Day, dude? You're like, I don't know, Craig. My hope is it's Monday this year, Craig. Raise Catherine. It was my birthday a couple weeks ago, and it was a good one. My girlfriend got me a water pick for my birthday. Do you know what that is? A water pick? So my girlfriend got me a water pick, shoe pick, and I think mine's broken, though, because mine's just been shooting blood into my mouth. If you laughed at that joke, you have gingivitis. That's news for you. For my birthday. It's a good birthday gift. Shampoo. Because she got me because I use her shampoo and her $1 million. So she got me a shampoo I can use. A decoy shampoo for me. And it's the biggest bottle of shampoo you've ever barn or something. It's got a picture of a horse on it. I think it's for horses. And it's organic, which is good because there's two types of shampoo. There's one that's like, hey, organic. Hey, no cancer. No cancer in this shampoo. No parabens. Use this. No cancer. And then the other shampoo is like, hey, it says fruit. And you're like, will this give me cancer? And they're like, ha, 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 banana. Tried to buy a house. That's news about me. I tried to buy a house. Tried to buy a house and a house. And did you know that I can't do that? Did you know there's no world in sandwich that I can do that? I got a real estate agent and they took me to a house that I can afford. Have you ever seen a house that you can afford? In Toronto, it was the worst house I've ever of piss and shit. It was a terrible house. I was like, can I have a nice house, please? And they were like, well, a lot of people get early inheritance. If you get early inheritance, my dad. House? Can't afford a house. Got a bidet, though. Gotta be excited about my bidet. Except I'm pretty sure mine's broken because mine's just been shooting blood into my ass. Do you guys rent? Me too. I'll have your old Portuguese landlord. He's 75 years old. Anytime anything is ever broken in my house, I call a 75-year-old Portuguese man to come to the house. He fixes it. He was on the roof the other day. A 75-year-old man was on my roof the other day when I came home, and I was just willing him not to fall off the roof because I know if he died, his family would sell the house. And I secret behind Toronto, behind every nice 75-year-old Portuguese landlord is a guy named Lucas Da Costa who will make you homeless. And that's, put it on the sign. I have a girlfriend. I love my girlfriend a lot. My girlfriend is older than me. My girlfriend is older than I am. Flaws. And it doesn't really matter. Sometimes our frame of reference is different. That's kind of the only thing that happens. Like, sometimes our frame of reference. Like, do you guys remember the TV show Gargoyles? Remember the Gargoyles? So my girlfriend does not remember the television show Gargoyles because my girlfriend was not a child when the television cartoon Gargoyles was on television. And this really affects our relationship whenever I want to talk about Gargoyles. You know what I mean? And then on her end for me, because she's older, on her end for me is she's always telling me... Is my girlfriend too old? Should I break up with my girlfriend? No. Here's the fact. If I've broken up with a girlfriend, I've never dumped. I've never dumped a single... All my history of dating women, I always let them do it. Girl boss, every woman I've ever dated is like, get the f*** out of my life. And I'm like, slay. Queen. Fierce. Ally. Thank you. All of that is true. My girlfriend says better than sex. She'll be eating something and she'll say better than sex. She'll be eating something. She'll go, ooh, this is better than sex. And I go, you have sex with me. Maybe don't say that. I'm the person you have sex with. My dick isn't as good. Pardon me. Real loosey-goosey with the better than sex. She'll be like, ooh, better than sex. And I'll be like, raisins? Raisins. I was having sex. We had sex. We taped it with a camera. I don't know who this footage is for. We lived together. I was the only one who ever watched this footage, and I instantly deleted it. It was the worst. Worse than raisins, I would say. A terrible pornography. I didn't suck in my gut or make muscles. I just assumed I looked sweet, and I don't. Very small, and I'm very long like this, so it just looked like a spider was hurting a woman. That's what it looked like. A very strange, long body. You know what I mean? I was trying to buy pants at the Eden Center before. I was trying to buy show pants. And I said, do you have my size of pants here? And my size of pants is 30, 35. And the woman goes, I don't think that size. I don't think. That's rude. I was like, should I check online? And she was like, maybe check Abe Lincoln's grave. Maybe check that. I got married. That's news about me. I got married, everyone. I got married. And let me tell you, I'm not where... Because I actually lost it. And that's how that goes. I'm divorced. And I don't look like a guy who's divorced. I'm not a man. You know what I mean? I don't look divorced. I don't look like... I don't have a man's... But, like, I can't roll up my sleeves. Like, regular guys roll up their sleeves. People are like, whoa, two tickets to the gun show, right? Two lanyards to the podcast festival. Anyone else here divorced?
Yeah.
I don't let it define me. I'll say this. I don't let divorce define me. I don't identify as divorce. I'm just a go my day to day. And, you know, but sometimes they try to define you. Marital status question. Do you know marital status question? Like form, you're just living your life as a man. And then you get to a form and the form is like, by the way, are you single? You a fucking loser. And I'm like, yep. That's me. I'm just trying to buy brake pads, but that's me. The form should know your marital status depending on what the form is. Like, I'm a thing up for beginner's Brazilian jiu-jitsu class. Obviously, we're all divorced in here. Let me roll around or with my fellow broken man. In Toronto, they hand you a coupon book with 10 free Krav Maga lessons. And that's... Crystal. You guys have crystals? I'm a divorced man with crystals. I'm your aunt. I'm your spiritual aunt. I'm going to see my ex-wife at a mutual. I'm going to meet her new boyfriend. She's going to be like, Adam, this is my new boyfriend. And I'm going to be like, yes, yes. I pray to these rocks now. I'm fine. I just did my taxes. And my accountant told me that because I do a joke in my act, I'm allowed to write them off as a bit. Pretty cool. Pretty cool, stand-up guy. I'm allowed to write that thing off as research if I write a joke about it. So that's pretty cool. Stand-up comedy, coolest job in the world. A lot of sex workers recently. And you know what I've noticed that sex workers hate doing is writing receipts. I did that joke at that Winnipeg Comedy Festival, and that is taped for television for the CBC, and I did that joke a few years ago for the festival, and then it aired on the CBC 2 years ago, and last year, I got... Crystal, why didn't you warn me? Pretty good. Pretty good. Guys, it was my birth 11 days ago. It was my birthday. March 10th, big birthday. My friend of mine asked me who I share a birthday with. He was like, I share a birthday with George Clooney. And my other friend goes, I share a birthday with Barack Obama. We're like, whoa, Barack Obama. So I was like, I looked up mine. There's a site where you can see the biggest celebrity with your birthday. And I was like, who's my birthday twin? Who's my big birthday brother? Who do I share a birthday with, right? And I looked it up, and I got Osama bin Laden. That's who I got, Osama bin Laden. And you know what? I knew. I've always known. I saw that first tower get hit, and I was like, Pisces. Unfortunately, emotional water sign. Oh, didn't know the comet could touch the ceiling. That's pretty cool, huh? I'm very tall, 6'5". I'm 6'5". That's my height, 6'5". Very good height. Same height as Osama bin Laden. Osama bin Laden. Height, birthday, kind eyes, general ideology. I can't wait to meet him. Too bad. Here's one more fact about, you want one more fact about Osama bin Laden? Osama bin Laden is... We got him. That's the best one. That's the best laugh. Keep that one. Now people are trying to be better. Come on. Number two. You know what I've always hated about Osama bin Laden? Born rich. Did you know that? Did you know Osama bin $2 billion? And you know what? It has always made me feel bad for poor terrorists on 9/11. That's who it's made me feel bad for. Like a poor, just lunch pail, workaday terrorist just trying to do it himself, you know? And he saw 9/11 and he's like, wow, who did that? And they were like, oh, it's the heir to the bin Laden fortune. And he was like, oh, that fucking Nepo baby. Bronny James of terrorism? F*** you. All of New York City, if my roommates paid me back.
What's up? It's Dawson Gamble, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
that sound? That's the sound of a healthy, well-cared-for cat. I truly hope you've been lucky enough to hear that sound before. The feral cat population around Kingston and the surrounding areas has grown considerably over the last few years. And thanks to organizations like Kendra's Community Kitties, these feral cats are being fed, medically cared for, spayed, given winter shelters, and placed in loving homes whenever possible.
Hundreds of these special animals have been rescued by Kendra, and many of these wonderful felines are purring right now, safe.
Barrett Easy. It requires an enormous amount of time and effort, and there are a few ways you can help.
You can donate to kendrascommunitybees.com. Even a small amount will help pay for medication, spay and neutering procedures, and food and healthy in the cold winters or extreme heat of the summer. Kendra has committed herself to provide 22 dishes of food with fresh water every day, 365 days a year, to six feral colonies. Food prices have increased significantly, so donations of food and money are always needed. Funding assists with the process of finding homes for these cats as well. Find the right individual or family to be matched with the right kind of cat. You can become a foster family for our feline friends. Go to kckitties.com and learn how you can care for and love a cat or even a family of kittens until they can be moved into their forever homes. At the colonies, Kendra plants the seeds of trust and socializes the feral felines when she brings them food, so they're more accepting of humans when placed with foster families. But fostering a feral cat is no easy task. Kendra cannot take these cats from the colonies unless there are foster homes willing to commit to help these kitties gain trust with humans.
You can adopt one of these special cats or kittens. If you have gained a furry friend, reach out to Kendra at kckitties.com and she'll provide you with all the information you need to make this important decision.
Any help you can offer Kendra's community kitties will be tremendously appreciated, not only by Kendra, but your excuse.
And hey, maybe, just maybe, one day you'll get to hear
Panda say I love you.
I've never met a doll I didn't or lentil curry too. Listen to The Doll Project on CFRC from 5:30 to 6 p.m. Join me, Sayada, in learning to cook many kinds of doll or lentil curry from across the South Asian diaspora while talking about culture, migration, and memory.
Wish I knew you long ago, lest it happened slow. You're like nothing ever, a flower growing where weeds were sown. No, I never, ever, ever in my whole damn life been with someone who feels so right. There's someone who puts me love's a lesson, takes time to learn, and I'd wait, I'd wait, I'd wait a life to learn. My old love was just aspartame, words like sugar, the whole thing